At least 90 people are reported dead and 300 injured in an Israeli airstrike near Khan Yunis, which Israel says targeted senior Hamas leader Mohammed Daif and his deputy Rafa Salama. The attack took place in the Al-Mawasi area, which the Israeli military has designated as a humanitarian zone. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he approved the operation, but says there's no certainty that either man has been killed.
מדינת ישראל באמצעות צה"ל והשב"כ תקפה היום בעזה במטרה לסכל את מוחמד דף.
The State of Israel, through the IDF and the Shin Bet, attacked Gaza today with the aim of thwarting Mohammed Deif and his deputy, Rafa Salama. There is still no absolute certainty that the two have been eliminated, but I want to assure you that one way or another, we will reach the top of Hamas.
Deif has long been at the top of Israel's most wanted list and is believed to have escaped multiple Israeli assassination attempts. He's been hiding for more than 2 decades and is believed to be paralyzed. One of the only 2 images of him is a 30-year-old ID photo released by Israel. Salah Qudwa was in the refugee camp when the strikes hit.
I was sitting safely in my tent when suddenly the tents around me and this building were hit. We started running. I got out of the tent and ran on the streets. The bombardment was ongoing. We came here where this street begins. It had also been hit. The whole street was full of bodies, body parts. We started running. Are these the humanitarian areas that Netanyahu talks about? There are no humanitarian areas or safe areas.